Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. I would like to ask to the audience to be very patient with my English. English is not my native language, and for that reason, I'm going to try to speak as best as possible for me. I'm going to begin to explain the analysis of the discrimination and health, the case of men and women immigrant workers in Spain. And I would like to speak that this analysis part of the big project with the utilization of several methodologies, quantitative and qualitative projects, and the participation of several institutions in Spain and Colombia. This is the research team. And I would like to present the presenter disclosure, no relationship to disclose, and the conflict of interest no declared. But it's important to mention that the big project has received funding of following sources, Carolina Foundation, and the Ministry of Health and Consumption in Spain. This work is a part of my doctoral thesis, focused on the work and health determinants in immigrant population in Spain. As a matter of background, it's important to take in account several considerations when analyze discrimination, work, and health. At fifth place, it's important to analyze what is the concept of discrimination. Discrimination is a determinant, a strong determinant of health and health inequalities. And this discrimination could be exercised by individual, groups of individuals, or for public and private institutions. But how can define discrimination? Discrimination, in the work of Nancy Krieger in 2001, defined this process, defined as one or more members of a socially established group being treated differently, pejoratively, because of his/her they belonging to this group. In this case, the research established that the main indicator used to measure discrimination is self-perceived discrimination. Other thing important to mention is the evolution of the foreign-born population in national statistics in Spain. Immigration is a phenomenon with big impact in Spain for the consideration demographic and social and political. You can see in this figure how the population in Spain, especially the foreign population coming from low-income countries, has increased from 2000-2001. When analyzed the discrimination and the relationship with work and health, it's important to establish that existing scientific evidence associated experience of discrimination in several social and working spheres with worse self-perceived health, a higher prevalence of chronic disease, and mental health problems. But the extent of which working conditions are your hazard, or maybe the relationship between the working conditions and the relationship between discrimination at the working place has been scarcely explored. The research, and is part of a qualitative research conducted before, has reported that contract situation, lack of social support, difficulties in communication, level of education, and cultural identity is related with the cultural habits and values, are factors that may contribute to discrimination perceived by the immigrant population. By that means, we aim to analyze the relationship of self-perceived discrimination with two health outcomes in a sample of immigrant population in Spain. The methodology employed for that purpose was a cross-sectional study. This cross-sectional study was conducted in a convenient sample of 2,434 immigrants for Colombia, Ecuador, Morocco, and Romania. And the sitting was in four cities with the most influx of immigrant population in Spain: Barcelona, Madrid, Huelva, and Valencia. We conducted a personal survey regarding a migratory process, employment and working conditions, and self-perceived health in several spaces. We have several questions about discrimination and the association between two dimensions of self-perceived discrimination due to immigrant status and workplace related, yes or no, was measured with, we compared with self-perceived, self-ready health, good and poor, and with mental health as measured with the general health questionnaire. The general health questionnaire is based on 12 questions, and we divide a dichotomy side in two alternative responses: good mental health or poor mental health. And finally, logistic segregation were used separately with a gender perspective for men and women, and adjusted for age, legal status, undocumented or documented, educative level, occupation, manual or non-manual, origin country, and the time of Spain. As a main result, we can see in this table, in the case of age, the variable age, the prevalence of self-perceived discrimination was more common in men under 24 years old, but in case of women, it's not very different, but we can see some, for example, the prevalence between 25 and 34 years. In the case of legal status, people undocumented perceived more discrimination due to immigrant condition and workplace related, both in both cases, men and women. In case of occupation, there are differences. Men in manual occupation perceive more discrimination. Manual occupation are related with construction. And in case of women, it perceive more discrimination than people working in non-manual occupation. That means occupation related with the services. And with educative level, men perceive more discrimination related with primary studies, but the women in secondary studies. In a case of origin country, men proceeding from Morocco perceive more discrimination, and women perceive more discrimination too, but in the workplace people coming from Romania perceive more discrimination. There's no relation between the living time in Spain. There is no that gradients. But it's important to mention that related with the health outcomes, people perceiving discrimination perceive more prevalence of poor health outcomes in both cases, men and women. When analyzing the logistic regression in the study of association between self-perceived discrimination and health outcomes, we can see that in all conditions, people perceive discrimination were more likely to report poor health outcomes. But there is several differences. In the case of, for example, in the case of, there are differences because, for example, women perceive more discrimination self-rated in comparison with the men, but in the case of mental health, men perceive more discrimination in comparison with women. And in general, the discrimination more associated with the most significant association was found in the case of workplace-related discrimination. As a matter of conclusion of points of discourse in this auditorium, it's important to establish that discrimination as a risk factor for immigrants' health. The explanation for these results can be explained, but the precarious need faced for the immigrant population, the poor working conditions, the poor employment conditions, the feeling of social exclusion, as this feeling of social exclusion could be expressed as feeling of discrimination, and this discrimination has an impact in several indicators, physical and mental health, and other indicators. In other analysis conducted for the research team, we found that discrimination could be an impact in the change of self-perceived health between the origin country and the host country. For that reason, policy and strategies are required. And first place, we need specific strategies for improving the employment condition in immigrants, strategies for preventing discrimination in vulnerable populations as men and women in different social and work spaces. But we need political action to improve the health situation of the economical immigrant population, but focused mainly on the reduction of social inequality in order to benefit both immigrants and the indigenous people in Spain. This is a fragment of a qualitative interview of the fieldwork. It's in Spanish, but more or less expressed that the importance of the human dignity in the people, that the immigrant people need to be recognized as persons, as human beings. Okay, thank you very much for your attention.